Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. So excited to be at the Georgia Economic Developers Association and so excited to be talking to one of their newest members, Aisha Treadwell, with Virtual Properties. Welcome, Aisha.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Virtual Properties. How are you serving folks?
Virtual Properties is a residential and commercial broker, and I am a commercial broker. I specialize in healthcare, senior care, and wellness facilities. And my niche is folks looking for space between 3,000 and 10,000 square feet.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get involved in this line of work?
I used to own an adult daycare facility Snellville, Georgia. I owned that for 12 years, and real estate was my pandemic pivot.
So how has it been? Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying working with the smaller business owner. Because a lot of the larger broker firms, they don't want to work with the smaller business
right.
owner. But they need a lot of the assistance. And sometimes they go into deals that they don't really know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there to help navigate them through the process. But I can also help them with their business plan and cash flow projections.
Right, because you know that industry so well.
I do, yes.
So now, what kind of attracted you to become a member of the Georgia Economic Developers Association?
Well, this is where the things happen, right? I mean, real estate is about economic development
sure.
and building up the community.
Working together with others and helping each other identify solutions as well as opportunities.
Yes, and what communities are looking for
mm-hmm.
in their area. So then I can better know for my clients where they would be a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding, are you going to stay in your part of where you live and work out of, or it's the whole state of Georgia an opportunity for you?
Ooh, the whole state of Georgia would be a lot of traveling. I'm in Gwinnett County,
uh-huh.
so I can focus in Gwinnett in the Atlanta area.
So you think there's a lot of opportunity there?
Oh, definitely. Right now, there's a lot of growth.
This is a trend, right, with the aging population. There's a lot of opportunity still for growth in that space.
Oh, definitely. You know, the statistics show that by 2050, the aging population will outnumber the population under 18 years old.
Wow. So there's going to be
we're
a ton of...
We're all getting there, right?
some people are already past there. So now, for you, what's kind of a win being here for this event? What are you looking for at the end of the day that you'll go back to your office and be like, hey, everybody, we did it?
Well, I'm learning a lot and getting a lot of great connections, but I mm-hmm. will tell you, out of the sessions yesterday, the AI, automation, we really need to establish some forward thinking right now,
right?
Even in small business, and how that can impact them.
Mm-hmm. So now, is there any education or any event that you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm going on an activity this afternoon.
Oh, you are?
I'm going clay shooting.
Clay shooting?
And I've never done that before. Not related necessarily to economic development.
Right, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there that
right.
might be.
And I'll build connections with them.
Right.
That was one of the activities that the Georgia Economic Development Association had available. And I'm in the stage of my life after the pandemic to try
things, new things
that
right?
I have not done.
Now, coming here to Savannah for this event, are you looking mainly to meet more economic development people, more chamber folks, more people that are maybe in complementary industry of yours? Like what is kind of the target for you?
Well, all of the above, because economic development can help me better learn the community. But then, like a lot of the vendors here with construction, you know, that's one of the areas that, you know, you really need to have trusted
partners right.
with. Yeah. So it's a little bit of everything.
And especially with your expertise and your specialty, you're probably an attractive partner for a lot of folks who don't know that industry as
I
well
hope
as
so.
You.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on the team, what's a website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can go to AyshaTreadwell.com. Mm-hmm. It's AyshaTreadwell.com.
And then there on the website has information about you. Can maybe get it on your calendar.
It has information about me. I released a book on senior care in 2019, mm-hmm. so they can purchase my book there. They can learn about my business consulting services, and then they could just call me directly if they are looking for a commercial space.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Georgia Economic Developers Association.